Hi, it's March 30, the day in 1948, when one of the world's most remarkable people, Helen Keller, arrived in Australia.
Out of her own darkness, she has brought light and hope and courage to tens of thousands of afflicted people.
I'm sure you'll remember the assassination attempt on US President Ronald Reagan happened on this day in 1981.
First of all, the president is safe.
Just then, I coughed, and I had a handful of bright red frothy
blood.
Stacks of birthdays today, we'll whip through them. John Astin, best known for playing Gomez Adams, is 90.
I thought we had agreed, Morticia, never to mention the name of Rupert Styx again.
Warren Beatty is 83 today. Remember when he played Dick Tracy?
Get him out of here, boys. We got a nice place for him to sleep where they don't serve water.
Half hour.
Guitar legend Eric Clapton is 75. He played with groups like the Yardbirds and the supergroup Cream before going solo with hits like this. Scottish comedian and actor Robbie Coltrane turns 70.
Joe Rawlings said in an interview that she wanted me to play Hagrid. So then, of course, my son and all his pals, it was, so you're playing Hagrid?
Really funny stand-up comedian Paul Reiser is 63. He was in Beverly Hills Cop and the TV sitcom Mad About You.
When did it become a federal regulation that you have to have at least 7 crying babies on every flight? It's a rule.
Can't touch this.
Rapper MC Hammer is 58 today.
Can't touch this.
He was given his stage name by the Oakland baseball team.
Can't touch this.
It's not often you go from MC Hammer to Celine Dion, but she's turning 52.
It was lost long ago, but it's all coming back to me.
And happy birthday to Samantha Stosur. The Aussie tennis champion has won 5 Grand Slam titles and held the world number one ranking in doubles. She's 36.
I've always been pretty competitive. I always wanted to try to win, so I guess that's a good thing, being a tennis player.
Finally, the much-loved Aussie celebrity Jeff Harvey died a year ago today at the age of 83. The conductor and musical director was well-known for his time on The Midday Show.
I don't think I was really funny. I was surrounded by a whole lot of loony musicians.
Yes.
Some of the things on the calendar on March 30.